You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The sandhill crane is Michigan's largest bird and oldest living bird species. 15 states allow hunting sandhill cranes. Hunters need both a state and a federal license. Michigan is not among those states, not yet. But a proposal to hunt sandhill cranes in our state is gaining traction. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says if Michigan asks, it will grant permission to hunt the bird. Detroit Free Press reporter Keith Matheny is here with us now. Keith, why are the feds saying if Michigan asks, we'll say yes?
Well, basically, Michigan is along what's known as the eastern population of sandhill cranes. That's been a population that's been limited in size for a number of years. It's been a recovering species after, for example, in Michigan, it was almost hunted into extinction, if you will, in the early 20th century, but it's been making a rebound since then. And that's sort of been the story along this eastern population flyway. Now, because it's a migratory bird, it falls under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, and that means the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has the ultimate say on whether it's hunted. Because the population has rebounded to a point that they believe it can sustain hunting, any state along this flyway that asks will be allowed to hunt it.
And there's this move growing in Michigan. Who's in favor? Who's pushing to get sandhill cranes a hunting season in Michigan?
Well, the Michigan United Conservation Clubs last summer, I believe, really kind of pushed this forward in terms of ratifying a support for it. By the fall, the State House of Representatives passed a resolution supporting hunting in Michigan, but that ultimately would fall to the State Natural Resources Commission. They have not taken up the matter yet, but there's some indication that there is support for going for a hunt at the DNR level.
I noted a piece that you wrote this month for the Free Press that hunters are anxious to try the ribeye of the sky.
It's known as the ribeye of the sky. I've personally never tried it, but I'm told that the meat is quite tasty.
Okay, and farmers are saying cranes uproot the young shoots of corn in the spring and eat the kernels. Does anything support that claim?
Well, indeed, I hear a lot of anecdotal stories about the damage they can do to corn in the spring and to winter wheat later in the year. However, there is a federal program where hunters who are experiencing a nuisance from these birds can get a permit now to shoot them. You actually can't eat them after you shoot them when you kill them with this permit. But that permit use in Michigan has been pretty limited. It's under 80 permits as of last count have been used in a year.
Okay. You actually had another story, Keith, that reported on some actions of questions maybe raised, we should say, about the actions of the DNR and also State Representative James Lauer in this push for the sandhill crane hunt and a certain illustration that he used in his presentation.
Correct. So when the State House of Representatives was considering this resolution to support a hunt, James Lauer, he's a Republican from Cedar Lake, was one of the leading proponents of that. I believe he was the author of the resolution. During his presentation at a House Natural Resources Committee hearing last October, he had a PowerPoint, and in the PowerPoint he showed a slide, a farmer's tractor surrounded with hundreds and hundreds of what appear to be sandhill cranes. And he said, this slide shows a little bit of the damage you can do. You know, there's thousands of these birds in the field, and the farmer's trying to grow some crops there, and the birds are creating an issue. Well, turns out that photo came from a USDA report, and it was a photo from Israel, not Michigan. The birds were another type of crane, not sandhill cranes, and that tractor in the photo was there to feed them, which is why they were crowding around. The idea being, if we feed them in this location, maybe they'll leave our crops alone. So the Michigan Songbird Protection Coalition, which is a nonprofit organization that's one of the leading opponents of establishing sandhill crane hunting, kind of cried foul on that. They also received some emails on sandhill crane hunt that had circulated among DNR officials that they obtained through the Freedom of Information Act. And though the DNR's outward position is that they have no position on a hunt, that they're just sort of fact-gathering, some of the top people in the Wildlife Division in the emails, in private conversations with staff, are pretty openly advocating for a hunt.
So where do things stand now, Keith? What do we watch for?
I think we watch for when this comes up on a Natural Resources Commission agenda. They're saying right now that they want to find more information on what sorts of problems farmers are having, what the alternatives to a hunt to try to control any agricultural problems might be. So I guess we just wait and see when they take it up. And again, if it's approved at the state level, it will then have to go through this federal process. But my reporting's indicated that federal process would be more or less a rubber stamp allowing a hunt.
Detroit Free Press reporter Keith Matheny. As always, Keith, thank you so much.
Thank you.